Welcome back to the Finnsiders. Greg Likens here. Pleased to be joined in studio by columnist from Dolphins.com, Andy Cohen. Andy, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, Greg. How are you?
Doing well. As we just earlier today saw practice number 10 now in the books for this Dolphins team. And before we go anywhere, I want to let everybody know you can check out your AC and the AM column every morning. It posts at 6 a.m. During the week on Dolphins.com. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about first, because you had the opportunity to sit down with Joe Philbin one-on-one, and you posted your column on Monday, and I thought it was really interesting. A lot of developments from that conversation, but one of them is this new approach that he's got, being more communicative with players and kind of his mindset when it comes to his communication this year.
Yeah, he had in the offseason not many one-on-ones, many one-on-ones with players, which tells me he met with just about the entire team. And he went through the questions he asked them, what it means to be a Miami Dolphins, if money wasn't a factor, what one thing you would change about the Dolphins. It was all an attempt to gain a feel for the mindset of his players, a comfort zone with them, let them know that they can come to him if there are concerns or questions. I think how he's followed that up in doing bed check at training camp, I don't think you see many head coaches. I know Don Shula didn't do bed check at training camp, but I think that's just a further indication of Philbin saying to his team, hey, guys, I want to stay in the mix. I want to be close with you guys. I want you to know I'm there and I'm accessible. And I think that's good, and I think it's smart, and he's clearly taken it to another level this year. And, you know, I enjoyed how he articulated that during our conversation.
The other part that was interesting was that he readily admitted that there those two dates – at the end of last season, the two losses to conclude the 2013 campaign haunt him. That those are things that he looks back on, and he just can't get that out of his head.
Right. I really didn't prod him. I didn't, you know, he just openly said December 22nd, December 29th, two games that stuck in my craw for a long time. And it's interesting because you really don't get that emotional response out of him in a normal press conference environment. But to sit down with him one-on-one, he's a little freer. He doesn't mind doing that. And I thought it was interesting how much time they spent during the offseason evaluating those two games, trying to come up with answers, trying to figure out why they came out so flat against the Bills, trying to figure out how they squandered an early 7-0 lead against the Jets, trying to get a feel so if this team is in that position again this year, he will know the right strings to pull, the right things to do. And it, you know, it's something that really ruined his offseason and bothered him tremendously. And I like that. I like the fact that it haunted him. I like the fact that he kept searching for answers. I think that's a positive when you see a coach take that approach as opposed to the approach of, hey, we were real close to making the playoffs. We're on the way. There's no concerns. We just have to continue to build. He saw the greater picture, and I think that was important.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, upon reading that, the fans can relate to that as well, because they're all in the same boat. They feel the same way about the way the season concluded. Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com, joining us here on the Finnsiders. All right, Andy, the big acquisition over the weekend in terms of training camp was Samson Sotelli at the center position. A lot of the storylines in the first week of training camp were the bad exchanges between the center and the quarterback. And so you bring in a guy who's got clear experience in the league at that position. Could he start as early as this Friday night in the preseason game?
Sure he can. I think it was a very smart move by Dennis Hickey. He saw the deficiencies at practice. He saw that that Shelly Smith is probably more of a pure guard than he is a center. Sam Brenner got nicked up early in camp. So he brought in an established guy who has started a lot of games, used to play in South Florida, he's not an all pro in the making, but he's a decent, serviceable center who will not make glaring mistakes. And really, can you ask for much more as the Dolphins wait for Mike Pouncey to return? So if he can provide a sense of stability, a sense of consistency with this line, not botch the center snaps, I think it could be invaluable, and I think it could help bridge the gap of time until Mike Pouncey returns.
While we're on the topic of the offensive line, one of the things you recently wrote about was the dynamic between Juwan James, the rookie right tackle, and Cam Wake, and that battle that's going on daily and how they're learning from each other.
Yeah, you could not ask for a better scenario for Juwan James. Here he is every day of practice going up against an all-pro defensive end in the prime of his career. He's never going to face a player quicker than Cam Wake in a regular season game. This is invaluable practice time. This has to make him a better player. And the beauty of Cam Wake is that he's such a team-oriented guy. He understands this. He gets it. He knows he needs to bring it every play against this rookie tackle. He knows he needs to show his entire repertoire of moves, because it's only going to help James as a player, and it's only going to help the Dolphins as a team. So I like it. It's smart, and it's got to be very beneficial for James.
Andy Cullum, columnist from Dolphins.com, joining us here on the Finsiders. By the way, check out your AC in the AM column every weekday at 6 a.m. It posts on Dolphins.com. You can also follow you on Twitter at @acohenfins. All right, Andy, I'm trying to figure this out now. The fans are in the same boat. Saturday scrimmage. Probably the biggest story out of there was the efficiency of the offense. Ryan Tannehill looked very sharp and was in command. And then now we've had back-to-back practices where the defense is clearly ahead of the offense, a lot of interceptions. So how do we rationalize this 10 practices into camp? Are we worried about Ryan Tannehill, or should we just be happy that the defense is playing so well?
You know, Tannehill's not making it easy on us, I can tell you that. Just when you want to embrace him and say, wow, he's taken that next step, then he'll take a step back. You know, it's the dog days of training camp. You can rationalize it and justify it all you want. The bottom line is, when the games count, Ryan Tannehill has to come through. He has to be significantly better than he was last year. He has to cut down on his mistakes. He has to make smarter decisions. We've seen that at times in training camp. We haven't seen it at times. It's important that he develop this consistency quickly. It's important that he plays well Friday against the Falcons, that he comes back and plays well in the second preseason game. He's got to show he's got a feel for this offense, and he can consistently play well. And right now, there just hasn't been enough conclusive evidence.
Well, we'll get the first opportunity to see him against a different opponent Friday night in the preseason opener against the Falcons. Andy, always good catching up. Appreciate you joining us here on the Finsiders.
Always great talking to you, Greg.